Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. We'll begin today with an update on the federal corruption trial of the former Massachusetts probation chief and how the allegations are shining a spotlight on how politics and political power work in Massachusetts.
John O'Brien and two of his deputies are charged with fraud and racketeering for allegedly running a rigged hiring and promotion scheme. The trial continued today with testimony from Francine Gannon, a top aide to Massachusetts Senate President Therese Murray, about how Gannon helped get jobs for the politically connected.
WBUR political reporter David Scharfenberg joins us now from the federal courthouse. Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thanks. So tell us about Francine Gannon. She's a top aide to Senate President Therese Murray. She was on the stand at the end of last week, again today. What did her testimony add today?
That's right. So she's the director of constituent services for the Senate president. She's been doing this job in one way or another going back almost 50 years, back to old Speaker of the House Tip O'Neill, among others. Her testimony is really the first to connect a high-ranking legislator to this patronage scheme. Today, she detailed her work on behalf of several candidates for jobs with the probation department. She talked about returning lots of phone calls, returning lots of emails. She talked about memos today that she wrote to the Senate president detailing the hires and which politicians had sponsored those hires. She also spoke of repeatedly talking to O'Brien's legislative liaison and said at one point she met with O'Brien himself. She described it as a very cordial meeting, said he was a very nice guy. And in that meeting, she passed along a list of 11 people who'd called for help getting jobs.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned Francine Gannon, Senate President Therese Murray's Director of Constituent Services. What's the impact of this on the Senate president, if any?
Well, she's not commenting now as the trial rolls on, but it's certainly, if nothing else, an embarrassment to her. This sort of patronage culture is something that everyone thinks they know about, but actually seeing how the sausage was made is never comfortable for any of the folks involved.
Right. Now, one of the hires in question here is Patrick Lawton. He's the son and grandson of judges. He lasted 2 years on a job he had allegedly got through this scheme before resigning for heroin possession. When is he expected to take the stand?
Yes, so he's been held up as sort of the poster boy for everything that's wrong with the system by the prosecution. He's been pretty central to the testimony thus far. Last I checked, his father, Mark, was set to testify after Francine Gannon, who, as he just said, is still on the stand, followed by Pat Lawton himself. I should add that these witness schedules have shifted around a bit over the course of the trial, so that could change, but that's the latest we have.
All right. David, you've been reporting on WBUR as recently this morning that the judge in the case, Judge William Young, has made it clear to juries that patronage itself is not a crime. If that's the case, if giving jobs to people because they have the right political connections, if that's not a crime, what does the prosecution actually have to prove here?
That's right. The judge has suggested that patronage goes all the way back to the founding of the Republic. He said at one point early in the trial that under President Andrew Jackson, it was practically the law of the land. So really what's at issue here is the alleged cover-up of this patronage. The prosecution is saying, look, even if the patronage was not illegal, it was against department rules, and thus O'Brien and his two lieutenants tried to cover it up with an elaborate scheme, interviewing all sorts of folks who really had no chance of getting these jobs. And that is really what the prosecution has to prove here, that there was a cover-up of this patronage scheme.
All right. Well, that's David Scharfenberg. He's political reporter at WBUR, reporting from the federal courthouse in South Boston. David, thanks so much.
Thank you.